Thank you for calling XPL. This is Brittany speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, my name is John. I'm with store 6585 Home Depot. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Can I give you a PO number?
All right. What's that PO number, dear?
It's 8545-1738.
All right. And I apologize. What's your store number again?
6585.
Yes, sir. Let's see what I can find. Give me just a moment. Let me try to pull that up.
Okay.
I apologize. Give me that PO number one more time. I apologize.
No problem. It's 8545-1738.
Okay. Just a moment. All right. Come on, work for mama. There we go. Yay, it worked. All right. What can I do for you this morning?
All right. So you guys went out there and measured. I had plugged in two different model numbers, and then it came back that, like, neither one of those would work. One of them, so what it is, it's a cooktop, and that he's trying to put on a granite countertop, and then it's the hood that goes over the top. Well, the hood that we had put on there was the taller hood, so we found the different model that's a thin line, and then on the model for the cooktop, he really liked that cooktop. So the problem was is that that wouldn't work either, and there's a note saying that the cutout wouldn't work. Now, he has hired a contractor that will be on site and is going to cut the granite so that cooktop does fit.
Okay.
So I was going to go ahead and sell it because now they both will work, but there's no labor. I don't know what kind of money to put in there for you guys.
Okay. So is the cooktop, will it still need to be delivered, or is it just simply an installation at this point?
It's simply an installation. So he already purchased the cooktop and the hood. Both machines are going to be at his property in about, I think, a week and a half, something like that.
Okay.
So at this point, we just need to go ahead and get the labor paid out, whatever that standard labor is to install the cooktop and install the vent hood, and it should 100% both, and it should work because he's going to make it work. He's hiring people to do it.
Okay. So at this point, you just need to create the PO for a installation for those two units.
That's correct. All I need is the money. I'm looking at the PO. I just need to get the money, have him pay it, and then have you guys give him a call and get it all going.
Okay. Okay, so the PO you gave me is only for measurements. We need to add an installation.
Right.
Let me ask my senior agent because I don't know how to do that. I don't want to do it wrong.
No, I have the PO. I've done this before, so I'm looking. So because what happens is our computer generates a measurement purchase order, and then it also reserves a second order with the installation purchase order, and that's where we pay you guys your money for the install. And I have all that, but you're not going to get a PO until I literally pay it, and then boom, you guys will receive your installation PO, and we should be good to go. I just don't know how much money to charge him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much money to put on your PO for you.
So does it not give you the option to just add the service for the installation of the cooktop and the other unit? Does it not give you that? Does it not do it like that for you guys on your end?
Let me look. Maybe. Okay, so. It might. Gas cooktop. Oh, wait, it actually might. Okay. See, this is why we're talking.
I was like, oh, Lord, we don't want any problems.
I don't do a lot of these. Okay, so then range hood vented. So over the range vented. Yeah, they're $99 each. So I got it.
Does he already have his vent work in for the range hood?
What do you mean?
A lot of times what will end up happening is the tech will get there and they'll say, well, we went to go install the range hood and they didn't have the proper vent work or it wasn't completed already. And they can't do that. They can't do any, like, heavier installs like that. They're just installers. They can't do that kind of, like, contracting work.
So they're not going to make any kind of adjustments to what's there. They're going to – if it's got to fit with the opening that he has, correct?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't explain that correctly. Yes.
Okay. No, I understood you. I just was verifying. Okay. So I think I got it. And the reason I was confused is because I've done sheds, and there's a lot of different things I do here, but a lot of times they just give me a price, and they're just like, it's $200, go, and then I put $200 in the customer, and I go. So this one, you actually do have it under the optional. So there is a gas cooktop, and it says cooktop drop-in, which is what this is, for $99, and then range hood vented over the range hood. But there is one that says cooktop. No, it's not a downdraft, and it's not a range downdraft. It's an over-the-top, so that's for sure. Okay. Okay, I think I'm good to go. I'm just going to charge them this $200, and then I'm assuming if we have any issues, you guys would email us or let us know.
Absolutely.
But I will, before he pays this, I'm going to tell him that spot, I mean, because you guys already went out there once, and mm-hmm. it didn't fit. But I guess he spoke with the measure guy, and okay. he told them what to do. So he has a contractor that's going to cut the granite and make the opening bigger.
Good.
So it'll work. Okay, cool.
All right. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
That's what I needed. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. And thank you for speaking with me at XPO. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.